Well, hello there. This is Michael Caine, yours truly, with Living Your Success 24/7. Yes, 24/7. Another exciting, which I hope is exciting, another episode for this week. I hope you had a great day. You know, we're blessed when we wake up in the morning. To see the sun rise and see it set, blessed and highly favored. So, to the point, today's episode is called I Am What I Do. That's right, I Am What I Do. Explain, I will explain. Most people identify with their job or their career, however you want to call it, their passion, whatever is it they do to make money, to survive in this world. It's inseparable. Meaning, let's be specific. Let's say you're an engineer. I'm just using engineers as an example. Always wanted to be an engineer as a kid. Had the proclivity to that. And they did it. Engineer on the job, 5 years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Now it's retirement time. Let's say your job has, or company has a mandatory retirement age where at 65, everyone has to go. Non-negotiable. Can't stay. Or not. It's just, or you no longer have the same level or high level of skill set that you did in your earlier years. You know, we do grow old, by the way. We may not see the sharpest anymore, hear the sharpest, have mobility the sharpest. No offense to anyone. No one can escape growing old. But, however, so it's your passion. It's what you do. It's how you identify yourself. Someone says, "Who are you?" Instead of saying, "Oh, your name," you say what you do. "Oh, I'm an engineer." Instead of your name, John Smith. So you know what I mean. You can't separate the two. You're entwined. And millions of people, hundreds of millions, if not billions, identify with what I'm saying, that I am what I do. What I get up in the morning and do, whatever that is, I identify with that so strongly. If you were to take that away, you would take, I would go away with it. I would disappear. I will cease to exist if I don't do what my calling and my purpose on this earth is for, and what I've been doing all my life. To take care of my family. Most people identify with the two not being interchangeable. It's like Michael Caine is a writer, a speaker, an author. I am a writer. I am a motivator. If I stop doing that, question, does Michael Caine cease to exist? I am what I do. I am what I do. So I stop doing what I love, stop doing what I get up in the morning to do, to lead, to motivate, to encourage. Can I still be Michael Caine if I don't do those things? This is sort of like an apologetics, not going to give you a conclusion to, yes, you cease to exist. Oh, no, you don't. Because my answer is it depends. It depends what you allow. Depends on each individual's state of mind and what they will actually do once the golden years hit. And let's say you're no longer getting paid at your current place of employment to do what you do, that what you identified yourself for all these years, decades. A lifetime, generations. What I will do, I'm not going to give you the conclusion because that's just my opinion if it were anyway. And it just depends on you how this, that, what the outcome is. I will give suggestions on how to deal with this for people that have issues, serious issues, when they feel they have been who they are. Because they lose their jobs or retire or whatever happens, that they lose who they are. To some extent, maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. It's hard to do something for 40 years, 50 years, whatever it is, and not do it anymore. That's traumatic. It can be. Again, can't speak for every human being on this planet, but many people would have a problem with just stop doing what they do. Assuming they love it, it's their talent, their purpose. I know we all had jobs, and we may be there where we hate our jobs. It's not our calling, it's not our purpose. I understand that would be a difference. You may, when you get the opportunity, when a door opens, run out like the house is on fire or something. I get that. But what if this is something innate to you, you have the skill, the knowledge, and you have the passion and the love for it. For example, my brother always wanted to be, most of his life, wanted to be an attorney. He is one. So what if he stopped being an attorney, or he stopped doing, or never did what he was called to do? You know what that's called? It's called unhappiness, lack of joy. Probably some degree of suffering, disappointment, anger, all the above. So, what I encourage is you. Let me give a response, a solution. One solution. One solution does not fit all, right? Let's say you retire, being an engineer, a lawyer, whatever it is, with a company, and let's say, with circumstances in your life, you had to, or they forced you out because they have a mandatory retirement age. What if you don't do it for that company? Perhaps you could be freelance, independent contractor, gun for hire, so to speak. Perhaps you do it to replace your former full-time job. Perhaps you did that. Perhaps you enjoy, maybe you're in retirement or maybe transitioning or whatever to other work. Maybe you do it on the side. Maybe you do it full time or start your own business, freelance, and or help. Let's say you're an attorney, you help other attorneys. You're a litigator and they don't want to go to court anymore. They hire you to represent them, representing a client. You're an engineer, perhaps you do consulting with companies or government agencies or something like that, or if you're straight to the consumer type of skill set or occupation, perhaps you do that. Independent contracting, self-employment, etc. Once in a while, let's say if you enjoy retirement but you still miss what you've done for most of your life or whatever period of time, and perhaps you do it 5 hours instead of the 40, 50, 60 hours you were doing it when you had your full-time job. Maybe you do it now for 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours, part-time or full-time. But on top of that, I wouldn't say that you're more than just what you do. I'm gonna give my spin on it. I believe Michael Caine is more than what the cumulative things he does in the course of a day. I'm more than that. So if that thing goes away, I won't fall apart, and I won't be thinking, I won't be suicidal, which unfortunately pans out in some cases. Got to get yourself to a level that you're higher than the sum total of what you do. Easier said than done. Absolutely. But it's not impossible. What other value do you have? If you can't do ABC or XYZ, what else would you do? That's why it's good to have hobbies, serious hobbies too, interest, value proposition of, okay, if I can't be a golfer anymore because my back, I broke the back and I can't swing anymore or something, I won't fall apart or my life is in chaos. You're beyond that. You're more than that, whether you think so or not. Really think about this. Will you fall apart if you can't do what you're doing right now? Will you be disappointed? Absolutely. Look at athletes. They get injured, it's over. To a certain extent, then they have to move on. They have value other than what they were doing in that whatever particular sport, whether it's NBA, NFL, NHL, whatever that sport was. They have value. And you have value too. I'm talking about whatever your occupation, profession, vocation, money making. Skill set is you're beyond what you do on a given day in, day out. That's my opinion. So you need to nurture yourself and groom yourself because this takes time. And I would do it before that day comes, before the day, the judgment day, where you can't do what you do. And you say, well, that'll never come. Well, you never say never, never say always. For most people, that day of reckoning comes where I just can't do it anymore. Can't do it. Would love to. Would like to turn the hands of time and a time machine and go back 30 years ago and do it over again, but we don't have that luxury, do we? So, question, I am, are you what you do? I hope I can make the case where you can be that plus more. Plus more. You could pivot. Maybe it's not the same type of work, but maybe it's related, same industry, or totally different. That say, well, if I can't do this and that, I will do that and this. I will do this because I enjoy these other things too. See, someone with varied interests, that won't stop them. Or someone that says, you know what, perhaps I can't bowl anymore for a living, professional bowler or something. Maybe I can't do that, throw that ball down the lane. But I certainly can speak and help others. I can coach others. Or perhaps just do something totally different outside of that category. So I hope you really listen to this because you are more than what you do. And define, that's why it's good to know all your values up front, your value system, and all the things you're passionate about. And oh, if I had time, I would donate my time or start a nonprofit to help kids with literacy. Or help people with homelessness to prevent that, to people with health issues, or people that, or you know, this or that, and any other. And I'm looking at that, and I have a varied interest. You know, it developed over years, wasn't always like that, but I had varied interests in several things. And that, you know, for the most part, are hobbies. Didn't make money out of most of them, but just love doing it, right? Just love doing it. You know, if there was a job of a professional movie watcher, I would be one. I love going to the theater. I love seeing musicals. And, That's something. I love traveling to other places, other states, other countries. Don't do it often, but those are things, you can't travel every day for the rest of your life, but varied interests where you can rotate, you can do plan it out. And so just take heed of what I'm saying and develop a regimen of activities or things you would do just because you like doing it or loving it outside of your regular job or career. Because if you can't do that anymore, you should not fall apart. You should, yeah, you're going to be sad. You can cry. But you say, you know what? My backup plan has a backup plan. Because I like 10 different things. And as long as I can do one or two every so often or whatever, I'm fine. And again, nothing stopping you from doing what you did for a career on the side. Sporadic work, possibly, not necessarily 40 hours a week. So, anyway, you get what I'm saying. So, I think I hopefully made the case for prospering, for living a good life, a productive life, a meaningful life, a fun life. Outside what I do on a given day for my job. So, anyway, folks, please subscribe if you have not and share my podcast, Living Your Success 24/7, with your friends, family, and other folks, associates, your connections, your links, your clubs. I'd appreciate that. And please go to Amazon.com. My book, Slaying Your Dragons, Living the Life You Always Wanted. The paperback, the ebook is real good, good price, motivational in nature. And I appreciate you giving me the time, the opportunity to listen to me now. So, again, please share. I have a website, livingyoursuccess.com, or you can get me on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple, the Big Apple podcast. So, thank you so much. And until next time, my friends, this is Michael Caine out for Living Your Success 24/7.